The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you are old enough to recall 2005, 2006, you'll remember that there used to be a broad spectrum of banks that offered mortgages in Ireland, and that number has shrunk significantly since then. Well, it looks to be increasing again because Revolut is deciding A, it wants to be a bank, and B, it wants to offer mortgages. With us is Brendan Burgess, founder of AskAboutMoney.com. Is Revolut currently operating as a bank anywhere, or is it still predominantly payments processing and minor transactions?
Oh, it has a banking license in Ireland, but it is operating, I think, mainly as a payments processor. It is also, I think, since the start of the year, been doing some loans, car loans and stuff like that. In terms of, I would not consider it in the ordinary meaning of the term to be a bank, where you can go in, visit an actual branch, lodge a check if your readers know, if your listeners know what a check is, and it's a couple of issues like that, but it's an online, I think it's primarily an online payments processor.
And it has been characterized by being relatively low cost, relatively low overhead, and largely a digital offering. Does that mean that if it moves into the mortgage space as it says it intends to, that it will be able to offer cheap mortgages?
I don't think so. I think it is a payments processor primarily at the moment. I use it. I've been using it for some years, and it's very handy for overseas transactions because the exchange rates are good. However, if you run into a problem with Revolut, it is almost impossible to fix it. There are no people available to deal with it. Everything must be done online, and that just becomes just very, very difficult, that in the end you give up. So they are not really suitable for mortgages, even if they say they're going to be doing mortgages. I'm basing this on an article in today's Irish Times. They say they're going to be doing mortgages early in 2025. I would be very surprised if the central bank approves them, that they will need approval from the central bank before they start issuing mortgages. And they would need to get their act together. If you have a problem, for example, a lot of people, their cards, you know, and it happens with every bank or every credit card company, there, you know, a payment goes through which is fraudulent, and it is very, very difficult to solve that. If you're dealing with AIB or Bank of Ireland, generally speaking, they will refund it to you and go after the other side to get the money back. Whereas with Revolut, they seem to automatically tell you, no, you were at fault, and you really have to pursue them to get your money back. And that is extremely difficult to do. So if you think of it as if you're buying a house, the amount of paperwork involved and the amount of steps that you've got to go through, and there are often hiccups along the way that put the actual sale in doubt. So you don't want the purchase of your home to fall through because there is a glitch in the paperwork. Now, Revolut apparently said that they were going to deal with the complex process of making customer journeys a lot slicker, a lot faster, and a lot less onerous. I mean, they mustn't be familiar with the Irish legal system or the Irish land registration system, because that is not something that you can actually do quickly and less onerously. It is a complicated system. It can't be done exclusively online. And I would imagine that if they do get a license, after a little while, solicitors are going to be saying to their customers, well, we're not going to deal with Revolut because they're impossible to deal with.
Now, there again, Brendan, the one advantage I would have thought of mortgages is that at least the difficulties that you describe are front-loaded. If you're in the business of credit cards or direct debits or standing orders, it is an ongoing, every day, every week customer service saga. If you're in the mortgage business, once you get across the deal being done and the money's being issued, pretty much it looks after itself for the next 40 years.
It does, but again, as I want to say again, on the payment side, Revolut is fantastic, except when you have a problem. And you can have issues that you need to talk to your mortgage lender. What happens if, for example, you don't agree with the mortgage rate that you're being charged and you try and resolve that issue? These things happen. What happens if you want to make an overpayment and you don't know how to make an overpayment, or you make one and it doesn't go through? Or what happens if they offer you an attractive mortgage rate at the start, and then after a couple of years, another bank has a better rate and you want to switch from Revolut? It would be extremely difficult to switch. From that point of view, they have so many barriers in the way of actually resolving an issue that if you tried to switch from Revolut, it would be extremely difficult. I would only recommend Revolut in very, very limited circumstances. And that is if the central bank tells Revolut that they must build a capacity and a capability to deal with real people. They must have a call center. They must have individuals dealing with complaints, and they must show a capacity to resolve those complaints. That would be one thing. The other possibility is if they have very good rates, and if they are sort of good long-term fixed rates, well, then, you know, it might be okay to switch to them from another bank. Because if it takes a couple of months to go through the paperwork switching, well, you're not going to see the purchase of your house fall through. I'd be very slow to rely on them for the purchase of my house. But if I already have my mortgage at AIB or Bank of Ireland and Revolut turns out to be a lot cheaper, well then, you know, if I switch and it takes a couple of months to switch to them, well, so what? You know, it's not a major loss to me.
Finally, Brendan, you said about the central bank, I'm paraphrasing significantly, but giving them a lot of hoops to jump through. Is it fair to say that there is a certain wariness in the Irish Central Bank, because Revolut make noises about trying to get their banking license in Ireland and then decided to head for Lithuania because that grandfathers you back into the entire EU. Does that suggest that the Central Bank would like to be heavier on them than they might have experienced by other central banks?
It's possible. I mean, the Central Bank were very slow in the past. The first new lender to come into this country, or to try to come into this country, was a company called Frank Mortgages. And in the end, it just took so long with the central bank that they gave up. Revolut will need the permission of the central bank to conduct business in Ireland. Okay. And it'll just take them a long time to get that. And I mean, I want to see new, cheaper mortgage suppliers in Ireland, and I want to see better products and a diversity of products.
Now, I suspect you're far from alone in that, Brendan. Brendan,
but
thank you very much.
They've got to come from banks that can service the customer.
Thank you for your time. That's Brendan Burgess, founder of the consumer forum AskAboutMoney.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.